Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, Neil got in contact with the programme. Neil, because of an issue that you were having with your passport, tell us about it.
Okay, so I applied for my passport on the 6th of June through the online services. Now, my passport had been out of date for 7 years. I didn't need a passport to travel during COVID because we couldn't even go 5 kilometres away from the house, so there was no point in renewing it at the time. I live by needs must. If I need it, I'll pay for it. If I don't, it can wait. So my application was sent in 3 weeks later, 2 days before my issue date. They contacted me by email at lunchtime and said that they required more documentation. That was no problem. I have no problem in that. But to leave it from the time, 3 weeks just sitting there, to 2 days before my issue date, it is a bit silly, like, really.
So 3 days, yeah, you'd heard nothing. They could have informed me before. You'd heard nothing for 3 weeks, basically. I presume it was been processed or something, was it? Or whatever.
It was in process.
And then 2 days before it was due to be issued, more information from you. Now, ordinarily, that wouldn't be a problem, I assume, for people. Nope. But I take it you were due to go somewhere.
I am. I'm due to go away, fly out to Spain on the next Tuesday at 6 o'clock in the morning. And every time I've rang, I've been on the phone constantly with them. And absolutely, out of all the phone calls, I've had two people that were willing to help and that were not very dismissive and just saying, this is the system and that's it. You have to go by that. Now, I had no problem sending in the documentation. They had it within 24 hours the next day. They received it and they said they were scanning it this morning. So I say, is there any chance that, like, I could get my passport before Tuesday? No. I asked to speak to a manager. I was told that the manager was in a meeting this morning, that the girl was to send an email. She said she sent an email to her manager that I would get a call back. I just followed up about an hour ago with a phone call. And the girl that I was on the phone to was very dismissive. She was like, there's no point in you having a call back from anybody. This is the system. This is how it is. And basically, that's it.
That's it. So you're due to get on the plane on Tuesday the 16th of July, which as of 1:30 now and Thursday the 11th leaves you with 2.5 working days, basically, to get this processed and into your hand.
Yep. And if not, I've just had a bit of more bad news that could, due to it being so close to the holiday date, if I can't change the date within a couple of days of me flying out, I'm not even covered under the insurance because it's a passport issue. So I'm going to lose out on a €4,000 holiday.
God,
and I'm going to miss my friend's renewing his vows because I wasn't there 10 years ago for it. I'm going to miss it again.
Oh, so you're going out to a wedding renewal of the vows. And I'm sure you were looking forward to it.
Oh, yes. This is my first holiday in 8 years with my kids. I've been working 6 days a week for the last year to pay for this holiday.
Okay, right. Obviously, you're, very much looking
forward
to it.
I had every faith in our system that it would have this ready for me. But yet again, the system in Ireland has let people down. But sure, that's another day.
Yeah, I suppose the issue is because the passport, you said what, it had expired 8 years ago, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
And because of that, that's why they need the additional information. But your problem is that there was a sort of a 3 week lapse. Because normally, any experience I've had with the passport office recently, I applied for my own renewal there before Christmas and it's turned around very quickly. But I take it it's because of this. The gap or the length of expiry.
So what they're saying is I'm a first-time applicant, okay? Now, I've had multiple passports before. I'm 40 years of age. I've had a passport since I'm early teens. And I have literally sent in my old passport that was out of date to them. So I don't understand how I'm classed as a first-time just because of it's expired so long. Like, that is ridiculous. They literally have my old passport in front of them. They see it stamped from where it's been before. It's been used. So, you know, it's mind-boggling that they put me into a class as a first-time applicant and that I have to wait. So basically, my new renewal date or issue date is the 31st of this month. So that would have been a week after
I would have
come back. Yeah.
Now, we got on to the passport office, Neil, when we when we got your query, right? And they're after coming back to me now. And what they tell me is that an adult, now it's a big, long, lengthy email, we can send it on to you, but what they're saying is an adult whose passport has expired more than 5 years ago, so this is you, will need to apply for their next passport as a first-time applicant if their expired passport was issued more than 15 years ago, which in your case it would be. In the case of a passport issuance, the data will be held by the passport office for 15 years, and after that date of it being issued, as stated in the Passport Services Data Privacy Notice, a minimum amount of personal data is held beyond that. So the reason is they don't keep data for more than 15 years. That's why.
Yeah.
That doesn't solve your problem, but that's the answer to the question. No, well,
know,
look, we can certainly fire off this email or the information to you so you can see it. But look, you've 2.5 days to get this. Working days, I should say, to get this sorted.
Or less,
Now, well, hopefully you'll get to go. Spain you're going to, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to Alcudia in Mallorca.
Oh, lovely. And I'm sure...
And there's friends coming from Germany, there's friends coming from England.
Yeah. And you're probably
I haven't seen in 10 years.
Listening to all the issues about flights being cancelled, you know, so that wasn't your concern or worry. I'm sure the kids are looking forward to it too, Neil.
Yeah, well, that's my first holiday with the kids since I split with my partner. Now, we co-parent, and they've literally come back from a wedding themselves there last week, and they were looking forward to going to another one next week.
Oh, very good. And what age are the kids?
My son is 15 and my daughter's just turned 9.
Brilliant. So you're co-parenting.
We're a tight little family, so we're very close. And
well, look, I hope...
It's not very often we get excited about things, and this is one thing that we were really excited about, and...
Well, hopefully it'll be rectified before the 16th of July, and hopefully you'll get on the plane.
Hopefully.
Do keep us posted, Neil. Drop us an email if you get it. We'll certainly, as I said, we'll fire on the passport office's information to you. No problem doing
Perfect.
That at all.
Thank you very much.
Not at all. Thanks for getting in touch. That's Neil there on the passport issue. Another texter's got in touch. I applied for a passport for my teenage son. Took 2 months and they said, sorry, the picture isn't verified. We use the online verification as provided on the passport website. And where it gets confirmed there. Then we uploaded it again. Again, it was rejected a month later. The end result, I couldn't bring my son to England for the Premier League match. And when I rang the person, they said they manually checked the pictures. I said, how can anyone know then until it's checked by a so-called checker? 2024 technology, says this listener. Keep your thoughts coming into us. If you want to get in touch with your own experience, drop me an email, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.